Have you heard about this new earthquake, anti-earthquake bed?
Yes.
What do you think about that? It's
personally, I would, no.
You wouldn't do it?
No, there's no way. No way. No way in hell.
No way in hell you would do this?
No.
This is where nightmares are dreamed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
This thing is scary ass.
So what this is, it's an anti-earthquake bed. The coffin-like chamber swallows you up, and it is stuff of nightmares for sure. But it could come in a handy in the event of a national disaster. So when it comes to like an earthquake that comes up, and it doesn't say what the shake value is, but once it hits a certain shake ratio or whatever, it will open up the bottom of while you're sleeping, and then it sucks you down into a hole, and it collapses on you or closes into a chamber, and then you have food, water, a gas mask, medical supplies all on, underneath your bed. It's fucking freaky. Can you imagine?
Yep, but okay, so you're trapped in there for days.
How do you
pee and poo?
I mean, assuming there's like some kind of like a bucket or a bottle. I don't know.
Right, but...
like when I'm in the middle of the sleep, can you imagine? Like sometimes I'll hold it when I'm sleeping and you're like, oh God, I gotta pee. Fuck it, I'd rather sleep. Can you imagine an earthquake and you have one of those? Fuck, I should have got up and peed an hour ago. Fuck. It's too late now. I'm going down.
Yeah, it's like, but okay, here's the thing. So you're lying down and it collapses on top of you. So you're what, laying down and all you can do is kind of arm movements.
Yeah.
You can't really get up.
I guess it depends. It looks like a California King. If you YouTube anti-earthquake bed, Google that and look for yourself. There's a YouTube video on it, but it's freaky. It's like just dead asleep. And all of a sudden, it just collapses on you. Now you're in this new chamber.
No.
A chamber of death.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
It has a microphone on it.
I'd rather take my chances. What's going on?
Claustrophobic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I have major claustrophobia.
I am, too. I can't even get into an elevator. I freak out.
Yeah.
And ever since Mom... I went into an elevator. This is what set it off for me, right? I went into an elevator, and... The elevator took a long time for the doors to open. And Mom looked at me seriously while holding my hand. She goes, we're stuck in here forever. What? What the fuck?
I remember.
Why would you say this to a little kid?
Yeah, I
remember because we're at the Redlands Mall. And it was only one floor, but it was just like, she looked at me like dead serious and just looked in my eyes. We're stuck in here forever. What? I'm not going to die with you assholes.
No, because I remember later on we went to the Tyler Mall and we were, you know, as a big group or a big family and stuff like that. And we all went down there after church one day and we were waiting for the elevator to go up, you know, to take us from the bottom floor to the top floor. And you started screaming. So Mom, Dad ended up walking you up the stairs and I never understood what happened.
Until this day, I still can't do an elevator. It's sad. Like, I go to work, and even my boss, I wouldn't go into the elevator. And he's like, it's only one floor. I can't. I got to use the stairs.
And he's
a cool guy because he'll actually walk the stairs with me. I'm like, I'm dumb.
No, you were what, 5, 6, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just remember it. It just burned into my memory forever.
You were little. I can get that.
I can only imagine now, like, these new earthquake beds. I'd rather fucking have the house collapse on me.
Yeah.
And be stuck that way than purposely buy a piece of equipment that sucks me into a room. Fuck that. Can you imagine if you're running to fuck with somebody and they have the bed and you just start jumping on it? Simulate an earthquake. Flip!
Or if you're having really hard sex. Rough sex.
Jesus.
Start shaking so bad.
Worth it.
The girl's gonna be like, what the fuck?
What happened? You're in my room now. She doesn't know about the dungeon that you have under your bed.
Oh, hell no.
Jesus Christ, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, it's gonna be survival of the fittest at that point.
Lock you, put the lotion in the basket.
Oh no.
episode 8, the only podcast where claustrophobia resides in the nightmare bed. I am Chris.
I am Jez.
And this week's beer of the week is our... I've had this before. I know you haven't had it yet.
No.
Now, this is actually called Dogfish Head. No, this is a 90-minute IPA.
I have seen it, and I've heard about it.
It's actually really good. The 100, I was looking for the 120, and it's just too hard to find, too hard to come by.
Really?
While I shake this fucking bottle.
As it gets all over the table.
I know. So, this is an Imperial Stout, or it's an Imperial Stout. Jesus. It's an Imperial IPA, and is an Imperial Indian Pale Ale featuring a single consistent 90-minute hop addiction. It's balanced by a ridiculous amount of English two-row barrel. Then we dry it, hop it in every tank. So, I like the 60-minute IPA is really good. The 90-minute is really good. And I've had the 120 once, and it is really good. So since you've never had a 90-minute, let's try it out while I open it with my death.
His Batman bottle cap opener, which looks really awesome.
Yeah, but it's death to open stuff up with.
Well, yeah, that sharp-ass tail that goes right into the palm of your hand probably wouldn't help.
It makes you really work for the beer.
Thank you, sir. Ooh, it smells really, really good.
Better be good.
Oh, man, it does. It smells really good.
So, cheers.
Cheers.
And it does smell good. I don't know what it smells like. It smells like IPA.
No, it has like... like a citrus almost to it.
It's very smooth. It's not as hoppy as a...
No, I
it's not as hoppy
really
as
like
a 60-minute. 60-minute is pretty hoppy. Normally when you drink an IPA, it's pretty hoppy. But this one's really, really smooth, really light, really fresh.
Yeah, it is.
To your tongue.
It's... I think my husband would really like that. It's really good.
Ooh, it has like a citrus background to the back of the note.
Tastes a little grapefruity.
It does kind of taste kind of grapefruity.
No, but
it has like a citrus, definitely a citrus tone in the back note.
Yeah, it smells excellent. It goes down smooth. And I'm not a huge, huge beer fan, but I am. I think the last time I said this, I'm just starting to get into the beers and stuff. So, but yeah, it's very nice.
So, okay, I pulled up the tasting notes on it, and it is a grapefruit aftertaste, raisiny. I don't taste the raisins. Do you taste the raisins?
No.
I do definitely taste the grapefruit in it, and the citrus notes. So I do taste that as well. I mean, that is actually really, really good when it comes to that kind of stuff. Food it pairing is. For this is the best foods for this is pork chops, beef, grilled fish, fajitas, split pea soup. I fucking hate split pea soup. And maybe if I drank this with it, maybe I would have liked it. I don't know.
We'll see. I'll have to make it.
Well, I'm not coming over that day. And sorted cheeses would be really good with it. Some light cheeses, it says.
Oh, yeah. That would be really good.
And wine comparable.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know this. I guess you could pair a wine with. I don't know why you would, but the wine is a Sauvignon Blanc. Is a wine comparable.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice and smooth. Has a great, aftertaste to it. Just gotta love the citrus notes on it, though.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I'm not a big grapefruit fan, and you can actually taste it. It tastes pretty good.
I like grapefruit.
So,
it's excellent. It's really good. I'm gonna go out and buy that now.
Yeah, it's really good. So, with the beer of the week out of the way, let's go to the meat and potatoes of the show.
Yeah.
And the meat and potatoes of the show is... shows.
Yay!
So the first thing up on our agenda is The Walking Dead season finale.
Oh yeah, baby.
So what did you think about the final episode? Oh, spoiler alert, by the way, if you have not seen The Walking Dead, fuck you, we're gonna spoil it.
And don't listen to it otherwise.
You can listen to it, just say fuck you. If you haven't seen it, you don't deserve to listen to us.
That's nice.
I don't know.
No, it's, oh my gosh, if you're a Walking Dead fan, it is just like awesome. It is. It's awesome. It pissed off a lot of people, though. And I think, I mean, when I watched it, when I saw the end of it, I was like, what the fuck?
When I first watched it, I was really pissed off at the ending. Mm-hmm. So it was more like I go, what the fuck just happened? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not supposed to happen this way because I've read the comics, you've read the mm-hmm. comics, and after viewing it, you're like, no one dies? I mean, this is horseshit. But now you figure out, after having a week of just marinating on it, mm-hmm. you really come to realize, okay, I understand why they did it that way. And just, you know, I thought some people on the comment boards would say, oh, it's because they're just trying to get more viewers in mm-hmm. season 7, or it's just one of those entrapment deals, and it's horrible writing. And I thought it was great.
If you were hooked, if you've been watching it, you're hooked anyways. You're not going to detour from...
I know.
Yeah. To me, it's not.
Oh, okay. He dies. So I'm done now.
Yeah.
Click.
And obviously...
If you're 7 years into, or 6 years into this, yeah. you're invested mm-hmm. and you're going to continue watching it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not their... I don't think that's what they did.
No. I mean, that's ridiculous. Just people trying to come up with excuses and... in general. So
right.
No. Yeah. So I really liked it. I mean, that they didn't show the end of it, of who they actually killed. I mean, right. that leaves people guessing and wondering, you know, everyone's, you know, idea of, oh, you know, I think so-and-so did it.
No one's going to know until it pops up.
Okay. So,
but in
general though, yeah. who do you think, or maybe give me two people.
Two people? I'll give you three.
Okay.
Three people that I think Negan killed.
Okay.
Right? And by the way, Negan's introduced in the season finale, which finally he shows up.
Yeah.
And I love Negan as a comic character.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fan favorite for sure.
Yes.
And he's a villain, and he's still a character favorite.
He's worse than the governor.
Oh, 10 times worse than the governor.
And unfortunately, he's one of those characters you love to hate.
Right. He is. And you
enjoy him so much.
Oh, yeah. You enjoy the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy. And, you know, he has fucked up morals, but they're good at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I really liked Negan. And I think that's the reason why they didn't end up killing anybody at the end of it.
Or showing it. Showing
or showing it.
They
did. They did kill someone because he had to go in with the big bang.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why he didn't show killing someone is because they didn't want to take away from Negan himself mm-hmm. as a character, right? So they wanted to come in as a big guy in a big way, which they did,
mm-hmm.
goes off and kills someone, but they didn't want to take away from him with a death of someone. Like, mm-hmm. oh my God, they killed so-and-so. And like, oh my God. So now all they're thinking about is the death.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Negan himself, when Negan should have been the star and the highlight, which he was.
Yeah.
So that's why I think they did what they did.
Yeah. That's actually a good analogy on that. So I really like that. And Negan is played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Oh my God. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Hello. He's actually, 6'2".
And he's 6'2"?
Yep. And he's 49 years old.
Is he really?
Still looks damn good.
I was
a little disappointed though. I mean, in watching him in The Watchmen and Losers and stuff like that, obviously 6'2", he's a big guy, but he was bulkier.
Right.
So I was expecting him to be more filled out, because Negan in the comics was that way.
Right.
So.
And Negan in the comics was larger. But then again, it's a comic.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to get who's really going to fit Negan's muscular, you know? You're not going to find anybody
and
with that personality.
Charismatic, you know?
Right.
I mean, his language consists of shit and fuck.
I know.
Every word.
Mainly fuck. I love just this language in the comic series. It's just every other word is fuck. And one line, it was fuck every other word. Or every word it was fuck, shit, fuck, fuck, buddy, fuck, hey, fuck, fuck, shit, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, that was exactly the entire, you know,
bubble. The balloon was just fuck,
the comic.
Fuck, fuck, shit, fuck.
It was like 12, 15 words of that.
Just fuck. Just different variations of fuck.
I mean, you can't help but laugh. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just go, what the hell?
I know, it's amazing. I love The Walking Dead, and I always will. I love the comic series. Yeah, I know you're further into the comic series than I am. So you know exactly what happens. I'm still trying to read. I stopped when the new group came in. So that's why I'm just like,
Yeah, but they haven't touched upon it in the TV show yet, so.
No, but is Rick's... Okay, so how I looked at it at the very end is like, okay, they fast forward after Negan's... After the all-out war. You know what? I'm getting off... We're getting off topic. I'm sorry. I'll ask you later off the show, and we'll talk about it on another day.
Okay.
But... What did you think about Jeffrey D. Morgan besides him being too small and stuff for Negan's character that you...
Small frame.
Yeah. Did you think he was... Do you think he's going to play him well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was so excited when they casted him. I was so excited. So it was funny because the whole thing, I was like, I've been looking forward to this. I couldn't wait to see him. And then finally, the last like 5, maybe 10 minutes of the show, probably not even 10 minutes.
It was 11 minutes.
Oh, okay. They brought him out and he's talking the entire time and stuff. And you just focus on his language and his.
Welcome to the peepee. Welcome to the peepee show, I think he said. What the fuck?
And he introduced Lucille, which I like the fact Lucille is his bat, his weapon of choice.
Yeah. Who is a character on its own.
Yeah, completely. And it's a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. But the thing I was disappointed with is in the comics, it was dipped in zombie blood. So one of the things is that...
Was it? Because I don't remember. Maybe he talked about it?
No. Yeah, that was one of the things. I was like, holy crap. Because when he hits somebody and he doesn't kill him, if he scratches them, they automatically turn. Regardless, because it has that zombie blood. Well, that's what one of the things that they were saying in the comics. So that's... And it made it look, you know, grisly looking. It was kind of...
Yeah, in the comics?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of liked how they portrayed it in the show.
It was clean.
It just looked really nice. Yeah. But maybe he cleans it and dresses Lucille up every day.
How do you clean barbed wire?
Maybe he... I don't know. Maybe he unwraps it and wraps it back again? I don't know.
Like, how do you clean barbed wire?
Because pressure wash it. I don't know. I don't know.
You clean out blood that way and skull and brain.
I don't know, but you saw in the pictures when Glenn was looking at it a couple episodes back where there were smashed heads.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Negan's wrath right there.
Yeah.
Because he's known for smashing people's heads in with Lucille.
Lucille on his side, on his arm.
Because Lucille has to taste the blood.
Yeah.
And brains.
And Lucille, I mean, he talks about Lucille like it's his partner. He's like,
oh yeah, I think he actually fucks it. I think he refers to it in the comic books that he actually fucks it.
I don't know how, because it's a baseball bat with barbed wire on the end.
I don't know. She was a female, I guess it'd be a little easier.
Oh god.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Just say it took you a while to get that one.
It wasn't even a while. I was thinking a female, and I was like, "Aw, I don't so get it, wrong, asshole." Okay, anyways, Lucille is BA too. So, I like him. I think he's gonna do a good job. I was talking to my husband about, you know, saying how disappointed I was about his, you know, how skinny scrawny he was. He lost so much weight and stuff. Obviously, it's for personal reasons or whatever. So,
is it?
I'm assuming. Otherwise, he would have, you know, stayed the stature he was in Losers and Watchmen. So, but and then my husband Pete goes, well, it's probably because, you know, it is the apocalypse and not a lot of people eat. So, and I was like, okay, let's put it that way. That's a good way to think about it that way. So.
That's true. I don't know. That's true, though, because in the zombie apocalypse, you're not going to have all the fast foods and shit anymore. Oh, no.
So you're not going to be as big. I mean, he's tall and he overstands everybody else, you know. So, but regardless of that, I think he's going to be really, really good.
I think so as well. I mean, he walks in out of the trailer when after Rick and his group get captured.
Big ass smile on his face.
Just his smile on there. I was just like, yep, that's Negan's smile right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, here he comes. Here he is. His presence is known.
Yep. And they did not deter from him at all.
Mm-mm.
Everybody in the group was shit face scared.
Oh, yeah.
You could see it.
Rick.
Everybody. Oh, yeah. From Rick as well. He was just like, fuck. Since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to the very beginning when they're trying to get Maggie back to Hilltop I think she's having a miscarriage.
Something like that. She's
getting sick.
Yeah,
she's
something's really sick. Wrong with her pregnancy.
Yeah. So they're trying to get her to Hilltop to the doctor. and they go down the road and they run into a roadblock. Mm-hmm. Just a couple guys, you know, was it a handful of guys? And Rick goes, "Oh, you know, we're not going to fight today. We got too busy to go. So we're going to leave you guys alone, blah, blah, blah." Back up. And they go off a different route. Go a different route. Another roadblock hits. And then.
And they're all Negan's guys.
Oh, all Negan's guys. They back up. And they go on to another road. Another roadblock with Negan's guys. So you're like, fuck. Mm-hmm. And did you notice the film after watching? You watched it twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you rewatch it where they're filming it? And every time they filmed it, the screen got smaller mm-hmm. and smaller every time they went down a road
mm-hmm.
to give you that feel of claustrophobia.
Yeah, like their options were obviously dwindling. They can only go in one other direction.
Then. Right, and it's Negan's way of herding them like cattle.
Mm-hmm.
I knew from the very beginning that well, that's exactly what they're doing, and Rick's just playing into it.
Yep.
And it's just like, what the fuck?
If he just ran those assholes over, he would have they would have been in the clear.
But then again, Abraham would have got shot up because he's in the driver's seat. It's a big open window.
Well, to me, Abraham should have been dead to begin with.
He should have died earlier, yeah.
Instead of Denise dying, it was supposed to be Abraham.
Right, it was supposed to be Abraham.
So that's why. And one of the things that you were saying, you didn't
in the
really,
comics.
Yeah, in the comics. You didn't really specify that you're three of who you think, you know, who they actually killed. Because in the comics, they said...
Oh, I haven't said that right.
No.
Okay, so my three that I think is going to be the three
mm-hmm.
is going to be Daryl,
mm-hmm.
because he'd be a big game changer in
big
the
time.
Event, right?
And so, piss off people big right. time.
Because Negan has to end up killing somebody
mm-hmm.
that's going to be huge
yep.
to make Negan a badass motherfucker.
Aww.
You know, they're going to have to kill a fan favorite. So one of them, I believe, is going to be Negan. The second one, I believe, is going to be Michonne. The reason why I believe Michonne would die is because of Rick, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to change Rick emotionally and break him down where Negan's going to be like, okay, I'm in charge now, Mother Hummer, kind of deal. And it's really going to destroy Rick.
Yeah.
And the other one would be Glenn. Do stick with the comic books.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what I originally thought, too. Originally, I kept thinking, Glenn's going to die. Not that I want to see Glenn die. I love right. Steven Yeun as Glenn. I mm-hmm. think he's a great actor and stuff like that.
Right.
But to follow the comics, it's exciting when you read the comics and then you're watching it on TV and you're going, yes, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes. And then
Glenn's
going to
die. Here comes Glenn's going to die. And then he comes out, Maggie, dude. When he started waving Lucille in front of Maggie's face.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God. And then Glenn comes out of nowhere. You're like, oh, stupid move, Glenn.
Yeah. Well, but in the comics, that's how it went.
Yeah.
So,
that's when you're like, oh, Glenn's going to die.
And you're just like freaking out over this whole thing about, oh my gosh, who's really going to die. So if you don't follow the comics, you really don't know. But they've changed it up quite a bit inside the actual TV show. Well, not quite a bit. A few different scenarios. Like Abraham was supposed to die and all that other good stuff. And some other people too earlier on. But yeah, so that's why I kept thinking maybe they wouldn't kill off Glenn, because in the comics he never killed anybody, and that's, you know, and then they end up killing him in the comics.
Yeah.
Here he already killed somebody, so mm-hmm. then I was thinking maybe it's like a virgin sacrifice. You know, he's a virgin, he got sacrificed, the morals of the whole thing in the comics, and now that it's in the TV show, he did kill somebody, so they won't sacrifice him necessarily. Right. You know, it's a weird twisted way of thinking maybe, but
maybe.
So anyways, but the other one I was thinking who they would actually end up killing off would be Abraham.
Yeah, see, I don't think it'd be Abraham. The reason, well, why do you think Abraham?
The only reason why is because, you know, he's a main character, you know, for the most part. Him and Sasha are together.
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha and him were talking in the RV, you know, as they're traveling and stuff. And he's just like, what do you think about, you know, about us starting something? And Sasha's like all excited over it. And, you know, it would piss off Sasha if he died. It would piss off Rosita. If, because she's still in love with him, regardless. Mm-hmm. Eugene and him are technically friends for the most part. Mm-hmm. He is a pretty cool guy. He's one of the fan favorites, not as much as Glenn and Daryl.
Right.
So that's what I was thinking. And he was supposed to die originally.
Mm-hmm.
And if he died now, well, most likely like Glenn, there's not much impact on it later on down the road.
Right.
like Michonne, if they killed off Michonne, like you're thinking, they would have major impact later on down the road with the comics,
right?
You know, as because she plays in other factors into the comics too. So
yeah, that's true though. But Andrea, they killed Andrea off, and she had a huge factor in the comics later down the road.
Yeah, Andrea is still alive in the comics and is actually Rick's lover.
Right, and Michonne's Rick's lover in this one. So maybe that's why Michonne won't die?
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Yeah,
it's really weird. Like they're keeping up with the storyline, but they're not keeping up with the people who die. So the people who die are different.
Yeah,
but the storyline's the same in between the comics and this. So you're like, okay, who's going to meet their fate? That's where it's exciting for the comic book readers. You're like, oh my god, who's going to die?
Yeah,
because the comic books, the X dies. Or pisses off a lot of people that I'm like, no, you're not supposed to die. You're supposed to be such and such. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
That's what makes it more exciting to comic book readers, at least to me, because it keeps you guessing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, such and such dies.
Mm-hmm.
But it ends up turning someone else. So it's exciting for the comic book readers and for the people who's never watched
it. Exactly.
So that's why I like it. That's why I like it. Yeah. Where if you watch the Game of Thrones, it's completely different. Where it's just like, oh, X, Y, and Z happens. So that's why I don't, you know, so I don't know, but, so let's go on to like Netflix.
Okay.
So the different shows on Netflix that are coming out, what do you think about the new, episode of The Ranch?
I liked it. There's like what, 10 episodes on there?
Yeah. There's 10 episodes.
Officially on there. And it came out April 1st and, Pete and I wanted to watch it. So I watched the first two on my own because I didn't want to get too far into it and watch the third one with you.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. It stars Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson. They're brothers in Colorado. And Deborah Winger is the mom and Sam Elliott is the dad. And they obviously live on a ranch. But I really enjoyed it. The quirkiness of it and enjoyed watching Danny Masterson and Ashton Kutcher together again from the 70s show. So what about you? What do you think?
I liked it. I enjoyed watching it. It was just a different show altogether from Netflix. And it felt like another sitcom show, which it was. It was a sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
But it had cussing in it, had sex in it, had drink alcohol, pot smoking. So it had all these different things that you wouldn't see in a regular sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
So it made it kind of
more lifelike.
Yeah. I enjoyed it because of that.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, it hits you in the feels.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets you like, oh, this is funny. Oh, this is sad. This is happy. Oh, this is everything. You know, it's kind of nice. The first couple of episodes took me a while to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But once I was into it, I'm like, yeah, I'm hooked now. I like it.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for season two now. Because once stuff goes on Netflix, you binge watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, you definitely do. I think the only one Pete and I actually binge watched was Mr. Robot.
That's not on Netflix, though. That's on Vudu.
Oh.
You saw that on Vudu.
Oh, that's right. Well, that was a binge watch thing.
Yeah.
Netflix. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what I do Friends all the time.
Friends all the time. I don't really use Netflix for Friends.
I actually have all the seasons on DVD, but anyways.
That's why Netflix is badass.
Yeah. I like The Ranch. And I plan on watching all of it, really, with Pete. I'd like to be able to watch it with Pete, but if he doesn't have the time, then I'm going to start watching it on my own. So
yeah, it seems really funny, though.
And it's funny because Danny Masterson is, he looks, you know, he
old.
Doesn't look that old. I don't think he looks that old. How
really?
Old do you think he is?
70-something?
Shut up, Danny Masterson.
Oh, Danny Masterson.
Danny, not Sam Elliott.
Oh. How did I get those two mixed up?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the alcohol.
You misheard me, that's all.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. It was the alcohol.
Nice.
I get the two. The one, Danny Masterson, is from that 70s show.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in his 30s.
He's 40.
No way.
Yeah, he's 40.
Really?
And then Ashton Kutcher, he's actually just a little bit younger. He's older than us, but he's younger than Danny Masterson.
So he's in his late 30s.
He's 38. So, okay. Which I wouldn't have thought. I thought they were probably more like around 34, 33, 35. Yeah, somewhere around
I thought
there.
They were our age as
Just a few years, but.
Is he dating Ashton Kutcher? Is he married to Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They've been married. And they have a little girl. They actually got married up in Oak Glen.
Really?
Yep. Oak Glen, California.
Wow. 15 minutes away from us.
Yeah. That's crazy. They had like a whole thing and the people up there were like, yeah, it's so cool. And
that is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Wow. Lucky fuck.
What? Because he married Mila Kunis? That's nice.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, it's a great show. It's really funny and everything. And I was surprised the first episode they said fuck 3 times. I was just kind of like, what?
Oh, because you weren't expecting, because it looked like a sitcom.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You see it as a sitcom. You're like, oh, this is pretty funny. And then fuck. Whoa.
Yeah, I counted it. I counted it because I was thinking, what the heck?
I know. Just like, wow. That's... It was pretty awesome. I don't know. I liked it because of that reason.
Yeah. I mean, it really did hit kind of like down to earth. And the fact that there's, you know, Ashton Kutcher's college, well, he was a football player. And he's 34 years old or something like that in it. And he has an issue with... he really never made his dreams of the playoffs, you know, being in the NFL and everything, being a football player. So I think that's one of the things he, you know, is one of his regrets. So he had an issue with that and he came back home and Danny Masterson, his character, he is helping out the dad, Sam Elliott, on the show and stuff. And the mom is Deborah Winger and she has her own bar.
She looks hot for being her age.
She's 60 years old and
she's freaking hot.
Damn good legs.
Yep. She's a gilf.
Yeah. She, okay. That's nice. I wouldn't go that far, but whatever. I wouldn't say Sam Elliott's a gilf.
Mustache rides. Who wants a mustache ride?
You want a handlebar? Oh, come on. That was different than what you said.
I guess not.
No.
It's just the fact it came out of your mouth.
Oh, that's great. Well, same thing here, buddy.
So, oh, my God. It's expected.
Yeah, whatever. Girls can be just that way, too. Anyways, but yeah, it was good. I liked it. And I'm going to continue watching it because I like all those characters in it and I like all the actors. So
yeah, I did too. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was really good. So let's go to tech news.
Mm-hmm.
So tech news, I was looking, I was doing a lot of research on trying to figure out what tech I want to bring into the podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled upon this interesting piece of tech that I thought would be, I don't know if I would try it. Maybe I would, but it's called a death simulator.
What?
And
who the hell?
I know. I know. And it simulates a cremation. So you fill out a piece of paper, right? And you go into a group and then you choose in the group who you want to kill.
What?
So you choose.
You spit on the mic.
You choose out of these group of people who you want to kill, right?
Okay.
And that person then gets chosen, and you fill out your last will and testament kind of deal in this piece of paper, and then you go into a cremation simulator, and you go through a conveyor belt and do a fire, and it's just, you know, it's virtual fire, but it's supposed to have like heat and stuff, and then once you're done, like, going through this simulation, you come out in a synthetic womb. Yeah, and you call it a, you become reborn or awakened.
What?
I know, it's weird.
What the fuck?
I know, it's weird. And the attraction opened this week.
It
begins with visitors being asked to choose to sacrifice themselves or another person and explain why. The visitors then vote on whose explanation is the worst, and that person is killed. This person then gets to lay down on a conveyor belt that leads into a tunnel that simulates a crematorium. At the other end, that person is reborn, quote-unquote, through a latex womb. According to the creators of the attraction, wish to offer visitors a way of putting their problems into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Visitors can also write down their problems, final thoughts, and reflections, choosing to keep them from a shred, or they get to either keep them or they get to shred them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's supposed to help them.
I can get that. I can. At first, I was like, what the fuck? But, you know, people who are suicidal, people mm-hmm. who have depression and have thoughts of it and stuff like that, anything like that, you know, just kind of not happy with their lives and everything, you know, it kind of puts things into perspective. That's actually, you know, if you're to that extreme, that mm-hmm. necessarily wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah. And actually, there's just a quote, pretty much what you said. The death simulator is really interesting. It at least gives you the chance to calm down and give in to some of the deeper thoughts and think about some of the life's problems. I think this feeling is different. When you walk through the door, you experience some changes in your mentality, and it will be different from what it was before you entered. Mm-hmm. I think this is really great and worthwhile. Sorry. I'm like trying to read, but the mic's right, like cutting off half my pictures when I was trying to read this quote. So I'm like, can't read.
You're fine.
But yeah, and to pay for this is $68 for the experience. $68 for the experience.
I guess that's like, not too bad though, if it gives you a different perspective overall.
And it's in Shanghai. It's gonna be a little bit more money.
Yeah, a little.
In just a flight to Shanghai. You know what?
I'm good.
I got to feel the death simulator. And mom and dad probably slap you like, what? I'm gonna go to, you're going to Shanghai just to go through a death simulator? But it's interesting.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that'll be beneficial for certain people who are mm-hmm. maybe really on the edge, or other people who care about a particular person. They send them in that area.
Yeah.
And also if you're thinking about being cremated, it's funny because, you know, I don't want to be buried. Being Catholic and stuff like that, that's technically, you know, the way to go, supposedly, still. But no, I want to be cremated. But
really?
I told Pete, I told Pete, I said, you make sure I'm dead.
Make sure you're dead? He's going to put you alive?
Make sure I am dead.
He's going to shoot you and make sure your heart rate goes really low? She's dead. Go check her. She's dead. Just send her through the tunnel. You think that's what he's going to do to you? Jesus.
But I'm thinking, you know, if something's, you know, wrong with me, I go into a coma or something like that. Just make sure.
Pull the plug.
Yeah. Just make sure I am completely, there's no heartbeat, there's no pulse, nothing.
Well, Mr. Marcy, I think she's going through a coma. Pull the plug. She hasn't been in there for less than 2 minutes. Pull the plug.
You never know.
Send her down the tunnel.
She'll be fine. She'll be better off that way.
Oh, blessed be. Sign of cross.
I've actually had my last, you know, not the official last rites, but when I was going in for surgery and stuff like that, I've had that happen.
What the fuck? You had a priest come in?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, it was just, you know, exploratory stuff, you know. So it kind of gives you like,
stress,
like nerve wracking.
Yeah. Why would you want that?
Because
I would have told you, get the fuck out, priest man.
No, because you're, you know, you don't know if you're allergic to anesthesia or you're allergic to whatever procedure, you know,
the best part
doing.
Is you're asleep and then you wake up dead.
I don't
How do you
care.
Wake up dead?
Yeah, exactly. How do you wake up dead?
How do you wake up dead? Because you were alive when you slept.
So now you're dead and you wake up. Anyways,
I don't know. See, I have a complete, I don't want to be cremated and I don't want to be buried. So
what are you going to do? Be like stuffed?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
What's that called?
I forget.
Oh my God, I just had it.
Oh my God. I forgot.
No, okay.
But I want to be stuffed like an animal.
I forgot about that.
And that was one of the things that I really want to do. And it's illegal in 48 states.
And where is it not illegal?
I don't know. I forgot. I looked it up. And it's like $250,000 to get.
You better have someone that loves you really a lot. Hi, great-grandpa.
I know. But how I want to be stuffed.
Bent over.
So people could take turns on me.
Ew.
I want to be a stuffed
I was
going
to go
toy.
Like that, like you were passing gas. I was going to go that far.
No, that's what I came up like. Oh, I want to be stuffed as a sex toy. Everyone can take their turns on me.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, a little.
No, I just want to be stuffed, but like with a smile on my face and my two thumbs up, you know? And people walk
you're
in.
You're standing up, you're sitting down.
Standing up. And I want to be put in the closet. So when people open up the closet door, they put their coats away. Jesus Christ.
Put the coats on your thumbs. Here you go, Chris. Hey. Yeah. I'm just here, Uncle Chris. Hey, great Uncle Chris.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
People can live with me forever. Yeah. It is creepy. Put a blanket over his face.
You know, and I thought it was funny because Pete and the girls were like, you know, if I said, if I ever die, I want to be cremated, and then you guys can each have a little piece of me and your little vial.
That's fucking creepy. Piece.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Damn. But it's being stuffed, isn't
it? Yeah. Okay. I don't think it is. Did you get to see me every day with those glass shiny eyes?
Would you like creepy. A treat? Dribble, dribble, dribble.
What? Nice. Pour some alcohol in there.
That's what I mean. No, with the cremation on my end, it was all about, they had this new thing out where it's, you have a tree pod.
Oh, I've seen that.
And you put the urn inside of it, and mm-hmm. you pretty much grow a tree from your ashes and everything, because you're neutralized, you're, you know, nourishing it and
that's
everything.
That's really
so.
Nice. When I die, I want someone to rip out a tree.
That's, yeah, sounds about right.
Life for
and
life.
And kill a dog.
And kick a dog. No, they.
Well, when I die, this is my bucket list for everyone to do.
Everyone rip out one tree. No, it's horrible. That's very green of you, though, Jess. See, like they have those dildos where you put the ashes in the dildo
what
and they
the
make and they make dildos, glass dildos out of the ashes. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. People buy those.
I've seen it where they've done the cast mold of their husbands or whatever their guys that they, you know, lost. Mm-hmm. That type of thing. I've seen where they've done the actual mold and they put it into a dildo form. Yeah. I've seen that. That's kind of. So
wow, yeah. See, that's right. That is kind of a little, kind of creepy.
It's
like, what would you rather have? Right? Would you rather have someone that gets stuffed? God damn, what is the word of that? It's driving me nuts.
I know
it's people that do it.
Yeah, for the animals. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't believe I forgot about it too.
I had it in my head before we started the show. I'm like, that's exactly how I want to die, as I want to be stuffed.
Taxidermist.
Yeah, I want to be taxidermied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to look it up and it popped in my head.
Yeah. I want to be taxidermied. Yeah. Get stuffed. And they actually have also this thing where you donate your body to, like, quote unquote, kind of science. Mm-hmm. But it's not. I guess it is kind of science. It's like crime scene investigation.
Yeah, it's the body farm, it's called.
Yeah, the body farm, mm-hmm. where they leave you out there and let you get eaten.
Rot.
With, yeah, let you rot. They put you in these plastic bags and they let you rot in the field.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the other way I want to die.
I hope you'd already be dead when you do that.
That's true. Just lock me in a bag.
That's how I'm going to
die someday.
I'm going to suffocate in here. That's my way of death. That's great.
This is so exciting. I'm going to die. That's really creepy.
A little.
But no, I don't know. I mean, I just don't want to die in the traditional way. I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated. I want to do something kind of out there. Yeah. I want kind of weird, like something like the body farm. Wouldn't that be kind
of
weird?
The body farm is actually beneficial for a lot of crime scene investigators and stuff like that. I mean, your niece wants to go into that, so maybe one day she'll come across your body.
Jesus Christ. In the body farm. Oh, that's my Uncle Chris.
Look how much he's
look how much he decayed today. Look at the maggots rolling out of his eyes.
Oh my God.
He still has an expression on his face. No,
expression
I don't
expression of happiness.
But I don't know. I don't know how. But I want to be something unique, something that people don't do every day, like go into a glass dildo. I don't know. To a random porn star. I don't know. Something random.
Yeah, a random porn star. Who do you have today? I don't know. I think there's a guy named Chris.
There's a guy. He's small.
And it could be a guy. You never know. You may end up being with a guy.
What the shit?
You said porn star. You didn't say it had to be a girl.
Well, that just ruins it. Turn into a fleshlight. I get fucked every day. This sucks.
There you go. There lies Chris Hutchin.
Here lies Chris Hutchin on the tube. Gets fucked every day.
Nice. Oh my God.
Okay. He did live a better life, though. Oh my God. So let's go into the next subject.
Yes, please.
So the Rogue One trailer just came out.
Ooh.
So I saw it a couple times already.
Yeah, you showed it to me.
And yeah, I showed you, which Same. Gave me like 4 or 5 times that I've watched it. What do you think?
I liked it. I was kind of bummed because I didn't really see anybody I recognized, and I was hoping to see somebody
I saw one person.
Well, I mean, I know of the one person that's in there, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice. That was nice to see and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was hoping as far as like character wise, but I understand when you were explaining it to me why. So you can go into detail on that.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with the whole thing. I really like the fact that when we're watching the Rogue One where oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. So I guess the story goes off in like before New Hope, where they're trying to find the plans of the Death Star. So they are going to this group of people, go in and try to find the Death Star plan so they can do the destruction. So they have some kind of similar faces that are in New Hope, but also are in the new thing. Man, this alcohol is finally getting to me. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be the best Star Wars yet out of it, because they actually showed a lot of AT-AT walkers. They showed the Death Star. They showed like the traditional Star Destroyers. So it's actually really, really, really exciting to see these new, the old faces, but in a new way with the new technology, new filmmaking, I don't know. I don't know if this alcohol is really getting to me. I'm really feeling it right now.
Aww.
So I'm like, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm drunk. This is not good.
Well, I still have my coffee and the whiskey and the beer in front of me.
So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So with that, let's rate the beers. We haven't rated the beer at all.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't rate the beer. So what do you rate it out of 1 out of 10 hops?
Honestly, mm-hmm. I would give it a 9 because I really enjoyed it.
That's good.
I really
looks like it.
I know I do. Oh, I was trying to finish this off first and then drink that and then drink my coffee.
Jesus, you have 3 glasses in front of you. So drink coffee. You have a whiskey in front of you.
Well, I'm drinking my whiskey, then drinking the coffee, and then drinking the beer because I really enjoyed the beer. So it's the savory one at the end.
So you're trying to down the whiskey.
I'm trying to get rid of the whiskey.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we started what time? 9:30.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
An hour ago. So I still have the same whiskey Chris poured me a while ago.
Yeah. Well, I was finished with my second glass. That's alcoholism at its finest, I guess. Jesus.
Oh, no.
So I give this, I'm going to give it an 8. I really like it. I really like the freshness. I really like the zest in it. Mm-hmm. I really like the grapefruit flavors in it.
Yeah.
It's really smooth. You can drink this throughout the day. You can drink this on hot weather.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's, I think it's 9% alcohol by volume. Yeah, it's 9%.
It doesn't even taste like it,
not
though.
At all. Not at all. It's not hoppy at all either. So this would have been perfect if Bill was here, but I don't know what happened to him, but this is extremely, really good.
Yeah, no, it is.
So it's not hoppy at all.
I am definitely going to go out and buy that. I'm going to take a picture of it and make sure I go out and get it, because Pete would enjoy that, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It is.
So with that being said, this is the end of our show. So thank you for listening to episode 8, where nightmares are born.
Oh, yeah.
I am Chris.
I am Jess.
And remember, when going through a cremation
simulator?
I'm drunk. Bye.
Bye.
Victim to one of the private funders. The most famous is never getting involved in the land or in Asia, but will place rightly well.